Crowded House, taking the weather with you on a Monday, the 18th of September, 2023. And on the Dolphin Coast right now, a bit of blue sky and sunshine, but weather patterns have definitely been getting noticeably more severe year on year for the last couple of years. And this year in particular, internationally, we've seen some major events playing out as a result of extreme weather, and most recently in the news on the African continent, way up north, Libya is still reeling from an event that is so in terms of scale and scope so big it's difficult to wrap your brain around. But two dams having crumbled and given way as a result of being overwhelmed following huge deluge of rain, and basically washing the town of Derna into the sea. The numbers and the estimation on loss of life, that picture keeps getting revised and updated. It's but by all accounts, we're dealing with a disaster on a scale that I don't think many people alive today have ever encountered. And as we sit here on Monday, the 18th of September, 2023, some big-hearted folk from the north coast of KZN are getting ready to board a plane to go and aid in recovery operations and relief work in that part of the world, and being galvanized under the auspices of IPSS Search and Rescue, plugging in with the banner of international organization Al Imdad. Samantha Merrick, director of IPSS Search and Rescue, is in the studio with us this morning to give us an update on how things stand. Sam, welcome to the studio. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's sure. It's going to be quite a Monday, quite a week ahead for your teams. Tell me about the team members, the size of the operation that's unfolding as we speak.
Currently, we have 18 members who will be leaving at lunchtime today to join the Al Imdad Foundation in Johannesburg, and from there they'll be flying through to Cairo this evening and on to Benghazi tomorrow.
So this is a multi person units that we're dispatching, that IPSS Search and Rescue has been able to wrangle. I believe you actually had quite a few members more than the eight that are able to travel today that we're hoping to go. Is that right?
Absolutely. We had about 16 members initially who wanted to join the operation. Initially, we were going to charter a plane with Al Imdad. Obviously, Libya being a war zone, it proved very difficult. So we've had to reduce our team size down to eight and make use of commercial airlines who've gotten on board to assist us.
Gee whiz. And it's the kind of thing as well that I understand it's not cheap. It's not easy to logistically pull this all together and to cover travel and excess baggage expenses. And have the team members pretty much had to pay their own way for a lot of the local leg stuff?
Actually, we've been so fortunate. We do have some sponsors who've been on board since the beginning. We've got Paxis, Total Umshlali, and Suzuki Salt Rock. And when we got confirmation on Saturday that we were definitely going, we had some local heroes jump in. Rob Hoekstra from Outworks, he sponsored funds to fund our local flights and our international travel insurance. Wow. So our guys are all covered. And then Marion van der Venter, she's an independent contractor with Flight Center. She organized our flights, our baggage, and the travel insurance for us, and all at a drop of a hat. So it's been unbelievable.
Gee whiz, that is just remarkable. And big shout out to the local big-hearted folks that have been able to jump at the drop of a hat, as you say, to make this travel mission just that little bit easier. But it's going to be a obviously a life-changing experience for the team members that are now jetting off. It'll be a 7-day mission, am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
And Libya, as you mentioned, it's a disaster zone around the city of Derna, but it's also a very complex situation when you've got kind of a civil war situation. You've got two competing rival governments that are now kind of working together to some extent to facilitate the international aid response, but a very complex situation to be operating in. And now, well past the sort of rescue portion of what's able to be achieved, now it's about recovery and assisting with the human catastrophe on the ground, the fact that the disease is now spreading rampant, you've got a lot of injuries, you've got a lot of trauma. What is the team kind of expecting or bracing for?
They are expecting the worst. We've had one-on-one chats with each member going, made them aware of the situation on the ground and what they can expect. And without hesitation, every single one of them has said they're keen to go. And, yeah, we are aware of the risks involved and, yeah.
The realities of what's going to be waiting on the other side.
Yes. And,
but as much as one can sort of mentally prepare for it, I think everything that I'm seeing from news media says that unless you are really boots on the ground there, it really is impossible to actually comprehend just how big a catastrophe this is. Basically kind of a reverse tsunami, as I understand it. You have two large dams situated above a town that they were overwhelmed. These dam walls crumbled, the water washed down, and just the numbers that run into the thousands of people that were completely just swept into the Mediterranean. I mean, this is not the first time that IPSS has responded to an international catastrophe. I'm thinking some years back to what played out in Mozambique. But that was a different situation, though, am I right? I mean, in terms of the logistics of it.
No, absolutely. Obviously, traveling to our neighboring country of Mozambique was a lot easier from a logistical point of view. We were able to deploy almost immediately, and we're in Mozambique on the ground the day after a dire hit. So we were very much involved in search and rescue missions, yes, because we were the first rescue team on scene in Vilanculos. So, yeah, it's very much a different story this time. It's going to be tough on the guys, emotionally and physically, but we are there to help, and that's what we're going to do.
I imagine there's going to be sort of limited comms, communication once the team does land on that side. Is there any way that the general public can sort of keep tabs on updates and follow the mission and support in any way they can?
Absolutely. We are sending a satellite phone with the team, so we will be getting daily updates, and we are hoping... we're not sure if there will be cell phone comms or not, but if there is, we will also get updates that way. Members of the public, our community, can follow for updates on our social media, IPSS Search and Rescue and IPSS Medical. If people are wanting to get involved and donate to the cause, you can do so via the LMDUD Foundation website, which we will also post a link to on our social media. And obviously, IPSS Search and Rescue is now a non-profit, and if people are wanting to get involved in, you know, maintaining the missions we do both locally and abroad, they can donate directly to our non-profit.
Brilliant stuff. And wishing every one of the team members that are about to head off today all of the best with the full backing of the greater North Coast, and everyone who's played their part in the background to facilitate and to make this thing happen. We'll be rooting, we'll be keeping tabs, and looking forward to getting another update from you right here on the radio, Sam. What do you say? Well, while the guys are over there, are able to give us a word from the ground.
Absolutely, we'll do so.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and make sure to follow the pages for IPSS Search and Rescue, once the teams are in the air today, we'll be keeping tabs and giving you updates regularly right here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest, Samantha Merrick, Director at IPSS Search and Rescue, giving you that update on a Monday. Bringing you back to the music, here's Snowball.